breathtaking. One, children come into life feathered until washed and placed into a bin next to other babies on display, like a row of clean craniums lined from hare to fox to wolf to a bear, once chained and baited by men. Two, I wake to the smell of burning garbage and get defensive because I cannot defend my family. Even when I get up and go out looking, I cannot find a culprit to kill. I can only cover my kids' mouths and noses and stop them from breathing. Three. Both my children sense nature has no self-respect. My son won't touch beetles, and my daughter doesn't want flowers on her butt. They go to bed clinging plastic models of Triceratops and T-Rex. Their one lullaby is extinction. Four. My children try me. My girl is as clever as a crow opening instant ramen. And last night, I dreamt my son tied a black scarf round the neck of a raven. He let go out the window with everything that was mine. Five. When my farting daughter has come full circle, I can see the senses still being full of humor for her. She'll be the old lady that pinches the fallen blossom and stuffs it in her nose as she chortles, then laughs through her gut, throat, and jaws. Six. My son is dumbfounded and so speaks in simile and metaphor. If he saw rain streaking the sides of railway tankers, he'd point and say, "Look, it's running like words in a book." Well, my daughter would have it her way with a frown. "No, no, it's not. It's rain falling down." 7. At a meal with his mother's side, my son, who believes we die to become babies, misplaces his modifier and says, "Dad is too Japanese." I know he wishes that I'd fit in, but I'll never be too anything, not even myself. I depart on the same breath I arrive. 8. This is a mountain lake. There is my wife, my son, my daughter, and me. I was here once before, but I didn't have anyone with me. I wasn't born, but now I'm taking breaths, not just in any view of any mountain lake. I am nowhere with someone breathtaking, too. 9. This is the only way to live, to take a hot spring bath with your whole family, naked in the same cedar tub. It breeds familiarity, a sense of shamelessness, so you can give up learning how to love. 10. I imagine the ocean smells of the ocean every day. I wonder how much it's changed. It's dirtier for sure, and not just for me peeing here, but no one should feel they have to be constant. It would be a terrible weight. The ocean has its currents, cycles, seismic days, and calm, and don't forget tides. I wave to my family having fun on shore, but I can't stop the moon from pulling away.